Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is the Cagle Cast, where we're all about political cartoons. And today we have my favorite cartoonist guest, Rick McKee. And Rick McKee is just the most brilliant and prolific Christmas cartoon editorial cartoonist that exists.
Well, thanks.
I've got to say, Rick, you impress me with your Christmas cartoons. They're funny as all can be.
Well, I appreciate it.
I can't do a podcast with all your Christmas cartoons because it would run too long.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. This is one of your latest ones. You've got in Whoville, they say that Cindy Lou Who's brain shrank 3 sizes that day as she looks at sexy Luigi Grinch. Oh, look at those abs. Those eyebrows are dreamy.
Yeah, that's just disgusting, the reaction this guy has gotten, I think.
You know, it's interesting. We haven't gotten very many editorial cartoons about him. Maybe it's an uncomfortable topic to try to draw a cartoon about.
Yeah, maybe so. I can't figure that out. I don't know. Maybe it. Cartoonists agree with the reaction. I don't know.
It is fascinating to talk to my son and younger people about Luigi because they are so sympathetic to him.
I know. Yeah.
Conversation always gets back to Hitler, like on the web, you know, what if you could go back in time and kill Hitler? Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? And he just killed a Hitler.
I don't think that compares at all.
Well, that's what I hear when I talk to the young people.
It's
very generational.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I don't know if you're watching Saturday Night Live this weekend, and the past couple of weekends they've had, you know, on the Weekend Update, they've had jokes, and the crowd, when they show the guy's picture, the crowd just goes wild. You know, it's like, really? Anyway, I don't get it.
That's pretty crazy. I would do a Luigi show if I had enough cartoons. There's only like half a dozen.
Would we have this kind of reaction and sympathy if he wasn't like a good-looking guy? You know, if he looked like Jonah Hill, you know, would they be as crazy about him? I don't know. Poor Jonah Hill.
Yeah. It's mostly just air. Santa says, sorry, kid, shrinkflation.
You know, what I love about Christmas cartoons and holiday cartoons, and Halloween's another good example, is there's just so many options for imagery, and there's so many metaphors out there. And Christmas, you have Santa Claus, and you have the Grinch, and you have stockings, and you have, you know, chimneys, and it's endless. So maybe that's why I do so many of them.
I love your Christmas cartoons. Angel says, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. And the shepherd says, I need to upload this to TikTok before they ban it.
Yeah, this one's hot off the drawing table.
This is your latest cartoon.
Yeah, just uploaded this one.
Oh, so are you going to grieve the passing of TikTok?
I am. I love TikTok. I the Chinese want my information. If they want to know what I'm up to, they're welcome to it. I don't care. But TikTok is addictive. I get on there and there's a lot of funny stuff on TikTok. So I kind of have a feeling somebody's going to pull something out at the last minute to say that. I don't know if it's the Supreme Court. I don't know if it's going to be Trump, but it's going to be wildly unpopular if they ban that thing.
Last minute sale to an American holding company.
Yep.
It's not such a bad little tree, really. Maybe it just needs a little love, says Linus Van Pelt. Charlie Brown tree. This is a cartoon classic. The cartoonists all do Charlie Brown trees.
Yeah.
I've done a couple.
I've never done one. And I was actually watching the Charlie Brown Christmas special the other night. And I thought, hey, I need to do something on that.
Well, editors love this. This is the number one cartoon right now.
Okay, great.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Shoot your eye out, kid. Trump and Christmas story, and this is wonderful.
Yeah, I've actually done this one a couple of times, different ways. And this one, actually, I did back in 2018 when he tried to shut the government down at Christmas time. And then just this past week, I thought, you know, I can pull that one out and run it again. He's sort of repeating himself. And of course, I guess they saved it at the last minute. I don't know that this latest bill was that different from the one that they killed. He and his co-president, Elon Musk. But I think they saw.
Well, this is wonderful. And the bunny pajamas
peeking out.
Identifies it as the movie reference if you didn't know already, and that's right. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's fun. It was a lot of fun. And I when I do something like this, I try to make it as accurate as possible. And I went to see, I looked up the kid's pajamas, exactly the kind of pajamas he was wearing, you know. So
that's great. And here's another one, Red Ryder BB. Oh, the poor Democrats shot
themselves. Yeah, he actually did shoot his eye out.
And you got blood. You know, editors don't like blood.
I try to keep it tasteful. There's a little tasteful blood puddle there.
That is tasteful blood. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Wow, I didn't realize I'd done three.
Well, I put them together just to embarrass you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Mission 10 drummers drumming, 8 pipers piping, 5 lords a-leaping. It's this inflation. That's very funny.
Oh, well, thanks. That was probably last year, actually.
I think that was a number one cartoon, too. You know, when you draw Christmas, you're the most popular thing.
Yeah, it's the thing going. That's what's going.
So
that's an old one. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely contrast cartoon, though. That's evergreen.
Yeah. I wonder how many editors dip that far back. I mean, that's 2011 right there.
You know, I think they don't dip that far back. I think they just, most of them just skim the front page.
Yeah.
That's why we repost the oldies that we think they should notice. And very often, if you'd have put this up as an oldie, it probably would have been number one too.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't know that I should do that, but maybe I should. I don't, this is a fun little thing that I do, and I don't know how many times it's going to pop up, but I don't know if you noticed the little elf there. He's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, some newspapers have policies of no smoking.
Really? I just thought these elves, they're like, they look like little kids, but they're like hundreds of years old, so some of them probably smoke. So I just started as a little inside joke, I was just putting a little cigarette in the elf's mouth. So we'll see if any more pop up.
Well, you've got Santa drinking a cocktail.
Well, that's true.
To be or not to be a good boy, that was the question. I had an AI write my letter to Santa in the style of Shakespeare.
Yeah, that was
that's a charming oldie.
Yeah, that's an oldie. That's at least a year old, I think, and back when AI was taking off.
It's not just the Christmas metaphors being so available. Your Christmas cartoons are just extra charming.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I do try to throw extra love on all of them.
You do! They're all love-charged. Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas. Some assembly required for peace on Earth. Oh, it's complicated.
Well, that's another oldie, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that one never goes out of style.
That's true, unfortunately.
These are just lovely cartoons. Here's another smoking elf. We'll work for food. We'll work for milk and cookies.
I'm making myself laugh. That was so, obviously, unemployment was so high. It was a topic there.
Peace on Earth, the gift box is empty. Oh.
Yeah, that one didn't have any love in it.
Oh, no love. Oh, here's the kid with Santa and the grocery list. That's a sad one, too.
Yeah, you know, so to me, when it comes to Christmas cartoons, the kid on Santa's lap is sort of the cliche that everybody does. And I've done my share for sure. And you might show a string of them here now. But I do try to avoid those as much as I can. It's sort of like Obit cartoons. I will no longer draw somebody at the pearly gates. I just won't do it. So I don't know. I used to do these a lot, though.
Your background on this one is interesting because it's a somber background, a lively but somber.
Yeah, that was back when I was cross-hatching way too much. This was probably back in the days when I had a newspaper job and my newspaper ran the cartoons in black and white. So I generally tried to put a lot of pen work in there. And then we switched to color and I would still colorize them. For the web. And then, you know, I sort of let the color do more of the dark tones and I lightened up. You know, it's a lot to do a full color illustration every day.
I think the background on this one sets the mood.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like it. But I just don't crosshatch like that, like I used to as much.
So here you have the Postal Service bringing letters to Santa, but they're too late because he's already going down the chimney. Sorry, yep. It's late. We're cutting back. That's great.
It's another oldie. And my elf isn't smoking, so I don't know. Maybe he already threw it down.
Well, the post office is much worse now.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this was 2011, so you know it's gotten even worse than that. You know, I don't know if you have this problem, but this is, as an aside, Anytime I send anything that looks like a birthday card or a gift card or something like that, there's a very good chance it won't make it to where it's going. It'll get intercepted in the post office and they'll open it up to see if there's a gift card in there. And so I don't even do that anymore.
I get like a monthly scorecard on the post office because I write all these checks to all these cartoonists. And sometimes they're all late. I mail them at the same time. Sometimes they're all late. The cartoonists are complaining, "Where's my check?" And then sometimes they're regionally late. So I might get like just the South is getting their checks late. Or different identifiable batches of cartoonists are complaining about their like late checks. So
I know Atlanta has issues, and I know my mail has to go through Atlanta. So but I know they're having issues at the Atlanta postal hub, whatever you call it.
Contemporary Christmas Inn. Sorry, no room. That's a lovely evergreen, and that's 12 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, Beck, you use that anytime. I had a lot of fun drawing that one. I'm sort of surprised nobody else had done it, or I haven't seen it or anything similar to that. So
yeah, that's great.
Thanks.
Huge September sale was only a matter of time. Pumpkin spice scented Christmas trees. This was your number one cartoon of the whole year, I think, last year or a year before.
Yeah, it's just kind of gotten to be another thing, and definitely nothing serious or political about it, but I know people talk about pumpkin spice. They complain about pumpkin spice. Editors love pumpkin spice. And, you know, I don't think everything has to be so dead serious. So every year I try to do something pumpkin spice related.
The other cartoonists have also noticed your many pumpkin spice cartoons and how well they perform. And I noticed that encouraged other cartoonists to do pumpkin spice cartoons.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've noticed that.
You have great influence.
They want in on the action.
Okay, they do. So here's the Grinch, and he's got his red Starbucks cup. The red Starbucks cup hasn't stopped Christmas from coming. Somehow or other, it came just the same.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the stupid, everybody was acting like the red Starbucks cup was satanic or something? I don't remember. It was so dumb. It was one of those whipped up non-issue things, you know, and people were complaining about it on social media. And
I just barely kind of think so, but I can't remember why on earth.
I don't remember why. I don't remember what the complaint was, but it was just this huge uproar about the red Starbucks cup. It was so dumb. Such a non-issue.
So here is Santa. He's got his Powerball ticket and the winning Powerball numbers are, and the elves say, "This economy must be worse than we thought."
Yeah, it was, I'm sure, one of those mini gigantic Powerball jackpots.
A gigantic Powerball jackpot thing where everybody was talking about the deficit with George W. Bush. I drew a George W. Bush buying a Powerball ticket to solve the deficit.
Right.
And he's
right.
Standing in the long line. And just about 20 other cartoonists drew the same cartoon. Yeah. And I put them all up in a collection on MSNBC at that time. And I got so much mail. And the mail was, "These cartoons are all so funny. I just love these cartoons. Oh, so funny. Every one of them." And nobody commented about them being the same. You know, the cartoonists are obsessed with other people are drawing my idea. We're all drawing the same thing, Yahtzees. But people don't even notice that. When you line them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They still don't notice.
They love it.
I know. It's crazy.
So here is Santa with his sleigh full of coal. And Santa says, "We're just going to have to make 2 trips this year because not enough room for the toys." With the big sexual harassers list. You did a whole lot of sexual harassment Christmas cartoons.
Yeah, that was back was 2017. That was back when that was a big thing, you know. I guess that was the whole Me Too thing. And everybody, every time you turned around, somebody else was sexually harassing somebody. I did a Thanksgiving sexual harassment tune, too, that was one of my personal favorites. Just everybody sitting around the table praying. And Grandpa's saying he's just thankful that he hadn't been accused of sexual harassment yet. And everybody's kind of looking at him like...
"So have you been a good boy this year?" And
there it is.
Trump says, "Which one?"
I had to do it. And he's got a cigarette. I don't know if you can see it. But...
Oh, the elf does have a cigarette.
Yeah.
And here the elves are talking to a great big elf. And one says, "I think a lot of these are seasonal workers." And the other one says,
What makes you say that?
And he's got a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, he's the one with a cigarette. So here on the news, and an exclusive, we have an eyewitness to yet another case of sexual misconduct. The little girl says, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, there's another sexual harassment one. And, you know, the news guy is always funny to draw.
Yeah, and sexual harassment is evergreen topic.
Yeah, it's true.
Although it does have times where it's more fashionable than other times.
Yeah.
So
here this one is really old.
Oh, a seriously old one. Yeah, and the guy with all the presents says, hey, move it, lady. You see, I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit here. And she's, oh, she's Mary with baby Jesus, and that's so sweet.
I think this one is from, I think this one is from 1999. Or 98, and I drew this completely black and white cartoon, and it was like years later that I thought, yeah, I should pull that one out and put color on it. I think I drew this before I was even with your syndicate, and so years later I thought, I'm going to colorize that and send that to Daryl. So
you've got so many evergreens. You could do a Christmas book. You could do Christmas calendars.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, really over there.
You should. You've got a treasure of Christmas treasure.
Yeah, I should maybe do that. Not a bad idea.
Oh, here you've got the Uncle Sam kid, and he just got coal in his stocking, and Santa says, "Stop arguing."
I'd forgotten I'd done that one. Wow, look at that. I couldn't even tell you what that's about. I guess just the tone in America at the time. Everybody was at each other's throats.
At the time, I mean, that's
oh, wow, well, yeah,
all the time.
That's true. That's right. We could rerun that again.
It doesn't matter when you drew that.
That's true.
So here's Santa, and Santa says, Trump kept his promise. He single-handedly brought back my coal industry.
That one was a lot of fun to draw. You know, I love it when I just put in the black sky, you know, and contrasting that with white. And of course, got my little minor elf with his cigarette. So
yeah, miners aren't supposed to smoke.
Miners, not miners. Galaxy Quest.
Quote. Galaxy Quest. All right. So Santa is reading his Twitter, and Trump says, Santa Claus is a loser, head of a toy company, feeling so badly he has to give his toys away. Sad. And the Trump, who's not smoking, says, I warned you not to put Trump on the naughty list.
That one was hugely popular at the time, because this was back in 2016 when Trump was tweeting, and he was you know, going after Jeff Sessions, and he was berating all these people publicly that, you know, that he had hired. And it was crazy. It was insanity. So I did that one, and that one blew up on social media. So that was fun.
Much like the federal government, my wife has a plan to spend us out of debt. That's great. Too many presents.
Yeah. I won't say who, but this is based on people I know.
Well, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm getting into your serious ones.
Okay.
The best gifts come in small packages. Aww.
So, you know, again, especially for my paper, when I had a job, we're trying to do something sort of more, just sort of, I guess some people call these Christmas cards or whatever, but just sort of more of a straightforward cartoon, less political for Christmas Day. So this is probably what you're going to get into here, is just what we would have published on Christmas Day in the Augusta Chronicle.
Now that you're not working for a newspaper and you have your complete freedom, are your cartoons any different?
I would say, I would say I'm drawing cartoons now that I would never have been able to get in the Augusta Chronicle. They were pretty heavy Trump supporters there. And, you know, I was able to draw cartoons critical of Trump. But I think, you know, now that time has passed, I don't know that I could still get those cartoons in the paper. Some of that is sort of speculation. But, you know, I've sort of moderated. My paper was very conservative, and I don't think my views have moderated any. But I think that theirs have moderated further to the right. So I think I would have more trouble.
Well, we have tracked over the years that conservative papers have changed the cartoons that they're running, and they have changed to be much the same cartoons that liberal papers are running, which is cartoons with no opinion right or left.
Right.
And it's interesting to see that confluence, because there used to be a big difference between right and left cartoons, and now it's just the right and the left are not getting used, and it's only
the weather's bad outside today kind of cartoons, or it's pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. All of these cartoons would be popular.
Yeah.
So the angels are saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth a ceasefire, which is about as much as we can hope for.
Yeah, that was, I love that voice, that angel, really. He's really good.
Well, you know what angels sound like.
Yeah, it's true. This one ran last year after the whole situation in Israel and Gaza and all that, and everything was just, and of course, Ukraine was blowing up, sort of captures all of that. And like, you know, again, every year, I guess, is like that. But last year
was, this is absolutely an evergreen.
Yeah. Last year was particularly bad at this time of year, I thought.
It's pretty darn bad now.
Yeah. No, you're right. Maybe I've just gotten used to it, which is a sad commentary.
That's true. Here's your hope of the manger.
Another oldie, yeah.
It's a greeting card. It's for your calendar.
Yeah, it's a greeting card. That's what it is. Greeting card.
Cartoon. I always thought that if Hallmark was a editorial cartoonist, Hallmark would be the most popular editorial cartoonist.
It's true. It's very true.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Merry Christmas to us.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Christmas Day cartoon. And it became a challenge every year. What am I going to do this year? How am I going to draw this Christmas Day cartoon differently?
I think you could do all Christmas cartoons.
Become a Christmas cartoonist? I don't think I want to do
Christmas all year round. So the angel comes down to the shepherds again. This angel says, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Perhaps that voice wasn't appropriate here.
No, that was great. Not fake news. This was, again, this was during the Trump era when he was claiming everything was fake news. So I thought, I could work a little editorializing in there.
Well, that's great. And that's actually your last one.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
I think this is a great podcast.
Well, I enjoyed it. I appreciate you doing it.
I'll probably have to call it another Trump Christmas to get people to watch it. But
well, you know what?
You're not at all Trump limited. You're the king of cartoon Christmas.
Well, like you say, editors like it, so I'll try to give them what they want.
Okay. Any last Christmas words?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays and Happy Kwanzaa and Diwali and Winter Solstice and Festivus.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us for our great Kegelcast with Rick. And remember that Kegelcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, but you want to be sure to watch the video, and you can get that on YouTube or kegel.com or kegelcast.com or Rumble or Spotify. And be sure to subscribe, get our newsletter so that you never miss a Kegelcast. And thank you so much for coming. And Rick, thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Daryl.
I'm a big fan, Rick.
Well, I'm a big fan of yours as well.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. That's the end. Thank you.
Bye.